think, you know, excuse my voice, everybody, too, but I think what he's doing is being disruptive in terms of disrupting the quarterback and making him uncomfortable in the pocket. I think he's been doing a good job of improving in terms of, you know, pressing the edge and trying to force those guys to deal with them on the edge to set up any type of moves they might have off of that. But I think definitely be able to get sacks. I mean, but I think the biggest thing for him is about disrupting the quarterback, and that, I think that's how he sees it.
The more they play together with JPP, have you seen that chemistry continue to develop, and then will that allow you to do different things with them?
Well, I think, you know, as a group, whoever the four guys that are out there for the most part, I think they're starting to grow into their roles and understand how they're going to play with one another, and I think that gives them a little bit of freedom as they're out on the field to be able to work off of each other a little bit. But, I mean, I think the more they play together, the more comfortable they get with each other, the more comfortable I get with them. I think you can always be able to expand on the roles that guys are going to have, or also how we're going to utilize these guys. So I can definitely see that coming as we go.
How did it come about switching sides with those guys?
I mean, really, to me, that's part of strategy in terms of how we look at it, whether it's, you know, in the D-line room or us as a staff. But, you know, so what we try to do each week is try to do what's best for the team and how we can win the game. So I'll probably keep that between us. And, I mean, whatever they say to me.
OV talked before the bye, the idea that, you know, the bye week would obviously give you a chance to rest the wrist and maybe a couple more weeks. Do you see him get to the point where he's not concerned about that wrist yet?
I mean, I'm not going to talk about injuries or anything, but that's on the injury report. But I think OV's been out there, you know, doing a good job hustling, making a lot of tackles, affecting the quarterback. I mean, all the things I'm looking for in a defensive end. So, you know, by this point in the season, everybody's banged up a little bit. You know, you got to work through your injuries and whatever, meet the nags and all that stuff during the season. And you got to keep pushing for your teammates, and that's what he's doing. So I'm proud of him for that.
You guys obviously claimed Robert Thomas off of waivers, and he had this illness and he was out for a while. What do you think he can bring to the table once he's, you know, back acclimated and healthy?
I think when I look at him as a player and, you know, try to evaluate his skill set, I think his explosiveness, his quickness, and he's got some speed. So, again, I know those all sound pretty similar, but as I'm evaluating those, again, explosive in terms of being an uncoil and really – with a, you know, he's not the tallest guy in the world, but really be able to uncoil into somebody and generate some power. I think that's important. Then his lateral quickness, you know, that's something you can utilize, whether it's on stunts, games, whatever it may be. I think that's a big thing for him. And then just from there, he's a smart football player. So, I mean, I think once you have those things, as coaches, you try to figure out what he does best, how can we utilize it, and those are some things that I value as a defensive lineman.
Why do you think the sack total is not as high as people probably expected?
Because people keep counting it, I guess. No, I'm joking. But the sack total is not as high as you expect. I expect to disrupt the quarterback. So, and I expect to win games. So as long as we keep winning, I'm good. As long as we disrupt the quarterback and make him not feel comfortable back there, I'm good. The numbers, I mean, feel free. I'm not concerned about that. Haven't been ever. Never will be. Except for W's.
You do think you have disrupted the quarterback more than you have not?
Disrupted more than you have. I think we've done what we need to do to win the four games we've won. So, in those four games, I think we've disrupted them. Can we do more? Yes. Okay, the three games we lost, definitely could have done more to disrupt the quarterback. But I think that's the goal every week. So, we keep evaluating each week and trying to get better. That's the point in the season we're in. No, you're good.
I know Devon Kennard is not in your group necessarily in practice, but obviously we saw it in London that you guys had him up front. Mm-hmm. What do you like about his skill set? I mean, we talked about what does he bring to the table going forward in that mix?
First, he's a smart football player. He works hard every day. He's out here every day practicing. I think in terms of this skill set, you got a guy who's got a longer build to him. He plays strong. Has some quickness and some a burst. So those are things that, you know, again, love to utilize that in the rush or just up front in general. I mean, again, whether he's outside playing outside backer or end, it's really similar in terms of the position on the field, whether you're up or down, it's really similar in today's NFL offense.